In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we'll be reflecting further upon Jesus's farewell discourse, John 15:1-8, and we'll then delve further into Familiaris Consortio on the role of the Christian family in the modern world by St. Pope John Paul II. And we'll wrap up with a healing scripture passage or two. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John chapter 15, starting with verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it bear even more. End of quote. Jesus tells us that he is the true vine, the true vine. Well, being the city boy that I am, I looked up the word vine dresser to understand it better. A vine dresser is a person who prunes, trains, and cultivates vines. As we'll see further on in this chapter, you and I are the branches. You and I are the branches who grow from our source, the true vine, our Lord Jesus. And our Heavenly Father prunes, trains, and cultivates. Yes, this true vine of our Lord Jesus, but you and I as well. Our Heavenly Father is pruning you, he's pruning me, he's training us, he's cultivating us through every moment and circumstance of our lives. And he does this out of love for us, out of infinite and personal love for you. And yes, this pruning, this training, this cultivating does involve the cross. It is most effectively through the cross that our Heavenly Father cultivates us. Because he loves us, because he loves you. He wants us to bear fruit with our lives. The fruit of the salvation of our own soul, as well as the salvation of the souls of others. Yes, we are branches connected to our Lord Jesus, the true vine. And our Heavenly Father wants us to bear fruit. And in order that we might bear the best fruit, the most fruit, he prunes us. He prunes us. And this involves cutting. Yes, our Heavenly Father prunes you. He prunes me. And to prune is to cut or lop superfluous or undesired twigs, branches, or roots. Yes, the only way to accomplish this is to cut, and cutting hurts. It is painful. It is the cross. And it is fruitful. Why does a vine dresser go around cutting twigs and branches from the vine? Why? Because he wants to create a masterpiece of a vine. That is you, dear friend. That is you. Oh, yes, it is. You are a masterpiece in works. And I will go so far as to say that you are already a masterpiece. Believe it. And we don't want to be a branch that bears no fruit. We don't want to be that kind of a branch. Jesus says that every branch in me that bears no fruit, the Father cuts away. Well, you and I are called to surrender. Surrender to our Lord Jesus. Surrender to our Heavenly Father. To allow this cutting. To cooperate with this training and this cultivation that does involve the cross. To repent of our sins and to accept the mercy that is available for us. And to go forward in love and gratefulness to God for all that He has done in our lives. Yes, Jesus goes on to say to you, verse 3, chapter 15 of John, you are pruned already by means of the word that I have spoken to you. End of quote. Yes, God has been lovingly working in your life from the very moment of your conception. And He has thought of you. He has dreamed of you from all eternity. Yes, you have been pruned already. And the pruning continues because God never stops pouring His love out upon you. Yes, God has big plans for you. And listen to this invitation of our Lord Jesus to you. Jesus says to you, make your home in me as I make mine in you. This is the kind of God we have. He makes His home in you. That's how much He loves you. He resides in you. You are His temple. And He asks you to make your home in Him. He wants to be totally united with you, His beloved. Jesus says, as a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine. Neither can you unless you remain in me. You see, Jesus does not want you to be separated from Him, not even for a second, because you and I must remain part of the vine of our Lord Jesus, the true vine, if we are going to bear any fruit in our lives. Cut off from Him, we would only wither, we would dry out. We don't want to live a withered, dried out life, do we? And we don't have to. We can live a beautiful, fruitful life to the full as long as we stay connected to the true vine, our Lord Jesus, and to His holy Catholic Church. And Jesus keeps driving this point home. Verse 5, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. End quote. This must be an important teaching because Jesus keeps driving it home over and over. Yes, Jesus is the vine. And we are the branches. We need to remain in Him. Remain in Him. And with Him in us. And then we will bear fruit in plenty. And it is so true. It is so absolutely true that cut off from Jesus, we can do nothing. Nothing. Oh, we may seem to have worldly success. We might have money. We might have health. We might have the respect and acclaim of others. But all of this is worth nothing. Nothing without our Lord Jesus. Only through Jesus can we bear fruit in our lives that will last. You love Jesus, do you not? I love Jesus. But let's ask Him to help us to love Him even more through His grace. And let's get closer to Jesus, closer to Jesus. Through prayer, through Holy Scripture, through the Holy Rosary, through the sacraments, through frequent confession, through participation in the Holy Mass, the highest form of prayer. Yes, through the Eucharist, the source and summit of the Christian life. Through repenting, through asking forgiveness of others, through loving others the best we can with God's help. And if we do these things, we will remain in our Lord Jesus and our lives will bear tremendous fruit. Chapter 15, verse 6 of John. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. these branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. Well, you and I are going to remain in Jesus, or we're going to get connected with him, because we know that it is an absolute that if we cut ourselves off from Jesus, and only we can cut ourselves off, nobody can cut us off. If we cut ourselves off from Jesus, it is an absolute that we will wither. We will dry up and wither because we will not be nourished by the living waters flowing through that true vine, our Lord Jesus. We will die of spiritual thirst. But may that never be for me, and may it never be for you, and may it never be for our neighbors. Let's pray, and let's pray and intercede for others. There are so many around us and in the world who are dying, withering of spiritual thirst. Let's bring Jesus to them. Let's not be afraid. Let's not be afraid to share our faith, our joy with others. This joy of being one, of being connected with the true vine, Jesus. Let's pray and sacrifice and intercede for others, because Jesus goes on to say, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will and you shall get it. Do you believe that if you remain in Jesus, you can ask what you will and you shall get it? Well, I believe it because our Lord Jesus said it, and he is God. And he loves me, and he loves you so much that he died for us on the cross. I believe it. Let's not waste this God-given gift, this God-given power to pray and sacrifice and intercede for others and to befriend them and to serve them with God's help out of pure love. Pray that I can do this. I will pray that you can do it. I know you can do it. You see, God your Father wants you to bear much fruit in your life. And Jesus says, it is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. Let's bear fruit. Let's be disciples of our Lord Jesus. We'll be right back to pick up on Familiaris Consortio, this great gift of St. Pope John Paul II to me and to you. I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Let's enjoy an excerpt from Familiaris Consortio on the Role of the Christian Family in the Modern World by St. Pope John Paul II. We left off on the section entitled Jesus Christ, Bridegroom of the Church and the Sacrament of Matrimony. Section 13, paragraph 4. In a deservedly famous page, Tertullian has well expressed the greatness of this conjugal life in Christ and its beauty. Quote, "How can I ever express the happiness of the marriage that is joined together by the church, strengthened by an offering, sealed by a blessing, announced by angels, and ratified by the Father? How wonderful the bond between two believers with a single hope, a single desire, a single observance, a single service. They are both brethren and both fellow servants. There is no separation between them in spirit or flesh. In fact, they are truly two in one flesh, and where the flesh is one, one is the spirit." End of quote. So do you see how, as a married couple, your conjugal life in Christ is great? It is beautiful. What a beautiful gift your marriage is. This beautiful conjugal life in Christ. And conjugal means of or relating to marriage or the relationship of a married couple. Well, Tertullian, who is quoted here, was a prolific early Christian author from Carthage in the Roman province of Africa. We see how he was in awe of marriage. He was in awe of marriage. He says, "How can I ever express the happiness of the marriage that is joined together by the church? Strengthened by an offering, sealed by a blessing, announced by angels, and ratified by the Father." Yes, that is your marriage. That is your marriage. At the altar, you made an offering of yourself, an offering of yourself to your spouse and to God and before God. Quote, "The consent by which spouses mutually give and receive one another is sealed by God Himself." End quote. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1639. Yes, you and your spouse are bonded, and this bond is sealed by God Himself. And this is the ultimate super glue. It is an indissoluble super glue. Once validly married, always married until death. Praise Jesus. And your marriage is so special, it has been announced by angels. Angels witnessed your marriage. They watched over you at every moment. And they announced your marriage. They proclaim your marriage as beautiful. And this beautiful marriage of yours is ratified by the Father, by your Father in heaven. If only I could get across how important and special your marriage is, even and especially to your heavenly Father. Yes, adversities and challenges and all, these are the stuff of life. And there is tremendous, tremendous joy to be found in marriage, as well as astounding fruitfulness. And God is there with you. He is there to help you. He is there with you and your spouse, blessing you and assisting you to live with a single hope, with a single desire, a single observance, a single service to each other, to your children, to others God has placed in your path. Tertullian says you are both brethren. You are both fellow servants. There is no separation in you. There is no separation between you in spirit or flesh. You are one. You are truly two in one flesh. And where the flesh is one, one is the spirit. What a sublime thing to be one in spirit with your spouse. Quote, "Receiving and meditating faithfully on the Word of God, the Church has solemnly taught and continues to teach that the marriage of the baptized is one of the seven sacraments of the new covenant." End quote. footnoted Council of Trent. So yes, the marriage of the baptized is a sacrament. It is one of the seven sacraments of the new covenant. And God pours out graces. He pours out graces to this beautiful sacrament of marriage. You can always call on these graces for assistance. God knows we need help, so He's arranged this help for us. He's made your marriage a sacrament with graces flowing out upon and in and through you and your spouse. And these graces are real. They are real. And they are effective if we accept this gift and we put it to use. Quote, indeed, by means of baptism, man and woman are definitively placed within the new and eternal covenant, in the spousal covenant of Christ with the church. And it is because of this indestructible insertion that the intimate community of conjugal life and love, founded by the Creator, is elevated and assumed into the spousal charity of Christ, sustained and enriched by His redeeming power. End quote. Yes, by means of our baptism, we have been definitively placed. Yes, placed. Placed where? Placed within the new and eternal covenant. Placed in the spousal covenant of Christ with the church. What better place could we be? And this insertion there in the spousal covenant of Christ with the church is indestructible. So we are safe there. We are safe there. Your marriage is safe there. Within this intimate community of conjugal life and love, founded by who? Founded by the Creator, founded by our Heavenly Father. In this intimate community of conjugal life and love, founded by the Creator, is elevated and assumed into the spousal charity of Christ Jesus our Lord. What an amazing grace. What more can we ask for? It is there that you and I and our marriages are sustained and enriched by the redeeming power of Jesus Christ our Lord. I think it's really good to take this time to stop and reflect and think about the dignity and sublimity of our marriage. And when I use the word sublime or derivatives of it, I am speaking of such excellence, grandeur, or beauty as to inspire great admiration or awe. That's how God sees your marriage. Yes, God has given us everything we need to thrive and for our marriage to thrive. He is with us and He has our backs. As a matter of fact, He's carrying you and your spouse, if you're married, in His arms, seeing to the very best for you. I'm Jim Littleton, FormingFaithfulFamilies.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Let's turn to a healing scripture passage. Psalm 119, verses 116 to 117. Support me as you have promised, and I shall live. Do not disappoint me of my hope. Uphold me, and I shall be safe. End of quote. Well, you can be certain that your Heavenly Father will support you. He will support you because He has promised, and He keeps His promises. He is your loving Father. He is God, and He'll never abandon you. Keep hope in God because your hope is certain. Your hope is secure. You will never be disappointed by placing your hope in God. He will uphold you, and you will be safe with Him. And God will stay with us as long as we stay with Him, as long as we do not exercise our free will to push Him away. But even then, He stays with us. He implores us. He does everything He can, short of overruling our gift of free will, to draw us back to Him. And Psalm 138, verses 7 to 8, though I live surrounded by trouble, you keep me alive to my enemy's fury. You stretch your hand out and save me. Your right hand will do everything for me. End quote. Well, sometimes it does seem as though we're surrounded by trouble. We encounter trouble, adversities, disasters, tragedies, losses, and we feel like we're up to our neck with troubles. But as I constantly say, God is carrying you. He has your back. He is working behind the scenes to bring a tremendous good out of everything for those who love Him. And you're one of those. See Romans 8:28. And God keeps you alive. If you're listening to this broadcast this side of heaven, then you're alive. God has sustained you to this very moment, through every single moment of your existence. And let us not forget that the main prize, the main thing, the main life we seek is eternal life. All the things of this world are passing. Yes, they are passing. So let's stay close to our Heavenly Father, and He will support us as He promised, and He will never disappoint you of your hope well placed in Him. Yes, there are enemies. There are demonic enemies that want to do you harm. This is true, but you're safe with God. Our Lord Jesus keeps you safe to your enemy's fury. Let's stay close to Jesus and His church and His sacraments, and we will be safe. And Jesus will stretch out His hand and save you. His right hand will do everything for you because you are His beloved. You are the apple of His eye. You are His masterpiece. Please join us next time for more on Jesus' farewell discourse from the Gospel of St. John and more on Familiaris Consortio. I'm Jim Littleton, FormingFaithfulFamilies.com.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, FormingFaithfulFamilies.com. Email them at FormingFaithfulFamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.